Let's take a deep breath. And we're learning in deeper and deeper experience that that deep breath is a key to the doorway that opens us to our real selves. So again, we take a deep breath. There is our inner life and our outer life. Without the deep breath, without the turning within, we begin to think that our outer life is all there is. And all the while, there is this deep, rich, abiding kingdom within. And so in these moments, we explore the kingdom within. And we get to know the one in us who has a capacity, that real self, to not only witness what is going on in the outer world, but to guide us to a life in which we end up saying, I love my life. I love my life. There is such a sense of well-being, meaning and purpose, aliveness, that we cannot but help a spring welling up inside of us saying, I love my life. That state we might call well-being is our birthright and the longing of our own soul to express itself fully in this world. That part of us that can witness and guide has a voice. And that voice will guide us to the mental, emotional food we are taking this day. Just as we would carefully select the kind of food we would want our baby to eat, our young child to grow on, so it is that we select now carefully, in and through the guidance of the one who gives life, what we would feed this young awakening being that is our self in the world. We've learned to eat the food of society's thinking. We've learned to drink the thoughts of the media's advertising. We've eaten and drunk the thoughts of our upbringing. Today we choose to be nurtured by the thoughts and the feelings of the real self. And we find a kind of nurturing, a kind of energy, a kind of quickening that brings a clarity and a focus and a feeling that is best described as well-being. I love my life. I love my life. Jesus called this the pearl of great price. The water that comes from this living stream that wells up within us. And he said, when we drink from this water, we will never thirst again. From this place within ourselves, accessible no matter where we are at any time and any place, we simply remind ourselves to take a deep breath of life. And we pay attention to the thoughts, just like clouds going by in the sky, inviting only those that are of the substance we would ingest. Invite to the table. To reside with us, to come home with us in our own hearts and minds. Thoughts that give life. Thoughts that are supportive to that which we are choosing to become, express, and be in the world. The nurturing, the food for this day, the mana, life itself is offering the nurturing to us this day of well-being, aliveness. Thank you, God, for thoughts this day that lead me on the path of my aliveness. Thank you for reminding me when I begin to invite into my thinking thoughts of criticism or judgment, myself or others, complaining, negativity, for I begin to notice how my aliveness decreases, my tension increases, my separation begins to be experienced, and I make a new choice. For this day, I really choose whom I shall serve. I cannot have two masters. I am in a life mastery program, becoming a devotee, becoming one who chooses life and life abundantly. That is done not in the future, but now. Thank you, God, for the guidance, the support, and the strength to choose life this day with every thought, with every breath, with you. Amen.